بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
On the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, February 11th, 2019. The decades ahead are your decades, and it is you who should protect your revolution while you are qualified and full of motivation, and move it closer to its great ideal. That is the emergence of a new Islamic civilization and the preparation for the rising of the great son of Wilayat. May our souls be sacrificed for him, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. To take steady steps in the future, we need to develop a good knowledge of the past and learn from the experiences. If this strategy is neglected, lies will replace the truth, and the future will be menaced by unknown threats. The adversaries of the revolution are strongly motivated in their efforts to spread distortions and lies about the past and even the present, exploiting money and all the necessary tools for it. The bandits of thought, creed, and awareness are ample. The truth cannot be heard from the enemy and its troops.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Islamic Revolution and the establishment that rose from it started from scratch. Firstly, everything was against us. The corrupt regime of Taghut Pahlavi tyranny, which, in addition to its dependence and corruption, tyranny and being coup-based, was the first royal regime in Iran that was brought to power by the foreigners rather than by the force of sword. The government of the United States and some other Western governments, or the extremely chaotic situation inside Iran, and the shameful backwardness in science and technology, politics, spirituality, and any other virtue. Secondly, there was no precedent experience before us, and the path ahead of us had not been walked. Obviously, Marxist uprisings and the like could not represent a role model for a revolution that emerged from the heart of Islamic faith and knowledge. Islamic revolutionaries began without an example and experience, and the combination of a republic and Islam and the means for the formation and progress of it were not achieved except through divine guidance as well as the luminous heart and the great thought of Imam Khomeini. And this marked the first brilliance of the revolution.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.